With Ross Reynolds, I'm Steve Scherr. It's The Record. This is the Week in Review Extra with Knut Berger of Crosscut. Hello, Knut.
Hi, Steve.
C.R. Douglas sitting in for Eli Sanders. Good to see you, sir.
Good afternoon.
From Q13 Fox. And Joni Balter from Civic Cocktail at Seattle Channel and Bloomberg. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Ed Murray, as C.R. just pointed out to me, sent out a first 100 days of Ed Murray press release because during his first State of the City address, Mayor Ed Murray described his vision for a city that is safe, vibrant, affordable, innovative, and interconnected. And 100 days later, he says, we did it. No, he does not say that. But they're using the occasion to sort of highlight their accomplishments so far. Right at the top of the list is name Seattle's first African-American chief of police. Is that a plus? Is Harry Bailey a plus for the
Well, if you consider some of the troubles that the police department has had with the minority communities, that would be a plus, yes. What I think about the mayor is he's got a lot of things in motion. So 100 days is this sort of arbitrary thing that we all apply to presidents and mayors and all of that. He has quite a few things in motion, and as we've discussed many a time before, April is the month where a lot of it will come to fruition. So he's got, we were supposed to find out more about the search for a permanent police chief, not an interim, and we are supposed to find out way more about the minimum wage. And boy, are we finding out way more about the minimum wage, because what we're finding is, despite all the work that his group is doing, that there are many participants with many different thoughts about how or if the city should get to $15 an hour and how that will play out.
Well, one of the things he said about creating a safe city in his list of what they've accomplished, named search firm for next police chief. So they have started that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's going on. I would say his first 100 days have been, you know, a bit rocky. I mean, they've had, you know, some disorganization at the staffing level already, some sort of, you know, high profile office people near him having to been sidelined. I think you had the low point being these SPD misconduct cases and having to kind of reverse your own chief. I think that got him into a huge problem that will exist for quite some time. It's a little bit surprising that his start has been so rocky, given that he's not a rookie to politics. 18 years of a seasoned political career, you would have expected, you know, the bar was a little bit higher for him, I think, for the first 100 days than for Mike McGinn. On the plus side, however, I think he gets great marks for having dealt with the minimum wage issue. I think he realized this was going to be an important issue. He went right at it from day one, appointing this task force. I think the city and the region is having a great conversation about minimum wage. I think he's helped lead that by impaneling this group, which is very well represented. He was able to get Shama Sawant to be a part of it. That was no easy task. He's given them a timeline. He's offered them sort of an aspirational goal. I think the minimum wage issue is a hallmark of his first 100 days, how he's done it and how this community has debated that.
You know, he announced just today that they're in the next step of the process on picking a police chief, and April 11th through the 26th, screen applicants, schedule and conduct interviews, select and move top candidates to mayor for final decision week of May 5th. Did we learn anything else new about the whole debate swirling around the conduct of the police department and Ed Murray as they've looked at police reform?
I think that the police discipline controversy is sort of the mayor's first big mistake of his term. And it not only kind of cast a shadow and was divisive among people who want to reform the police department. I mean, it was clearly a misstep. And I would add, I mean, kind of joking a little bit, but one of the things his press office has had to get really good at is issuing clarifications of positions and statements that the mayor has made. He had to clarify his position on Comcast the other day, to clarify his position on the police discipline process. He announced that Jim Deers had died when the former head of the Department of Neighborhoods is very much alive. On the positive side, I would go to the fact that he's fulfilling various campaign promises to focus on certain issues. He's appointed somebody to head up the city's engagement with all the waterfront projects. I think that was really needed, to have somebody in there that could coordinate all that. I agree with CR about $15 wage. He put together a commission. The debate is going forward on that, but he didn't wait around. And I think one of the good things that he's done is this neighborhood summit last weekend. He promised during the campaign, it seemed partly maybe to woo some of the Peter Steinbrück voters who didn't get their candidate through the primary, to pay more attention, as he called, kind of to renew the city's relationship with the neighborhoods. He held a summit, invited all the neighborhood people and the city government people who deal with the neighborhoods to the exhibition hall at Seattle Center. And it was a largely symbolic event, but it's an important symbol. It was the first neighborhood summit since the Rice administration.
Well, he's a seasoned politician, but a rookie executive. He had not been in that kind of a role, and so he did have much to learn and still does. And the SPD situation certainly exposed that, including that Bill Lucia piece in Crosscut, which went into some, you know, what happened hourly. We all knew as we watched that SPD, those discipline findings, that whole event unfold, that there was a press conference where they sort of all rallied, you know, behind their interim chief and some of the steps that he took. And then they spent the rest of the weekend, according to that story, trying to fix it, get out of it, and change it. And so that really was, you know, a moment for a new executive to learn how you maybe you don't start talking right away. You start gathering information first.
Yeah. What's that song? Welcome to the jungle. All right. Joni Balter, thank you. CR, Knut Berger, thank you. Don't forget, you can hear the Week in Review on KOW at 10 o'clock, and you can find us as a podcast as well. I'm Steve Scher with Ross Reynolds. This is the Week in Review Extra on the Record.